Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio 94.1 on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube. My daily hello to the YouTube viewers. Thank you for listening and watching. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference. The showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What worries you more on Sunday? Eagles offense versus Rams defense or Eagles defense versus Rams offense? 60.4% say Eagles offense versus the Rams defense. Let's get to the top five at five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Oh, and you'll hear Jack in a second, but you should know the top five of five is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com. Visit Paramount. Plus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right. So what I have for you today, the five situations at WIP that I'm seeing develop right in front of my eyes.
You're monitoring.
Well, yeah. I like seeing develop this time around.
Situations at WIP you're seeing develop.
Yes. Starting at number five is the Eagles elitists, Ike, Broads, Caney. I'm putting Caney in there,
yeah,
too.
She's one of them.
Yeah, she's one of them.
Oh, she's all worked up.
Hopping on that Phil's bandwagon.
Oh, no, come on.
All of a sudden, it's like there's two great teams in Philadelphia. You know, we're not looking down on little engine
this
that could Philly team.
Yep.
I meant to put Elliott in there, too. Sorry.
I'm a bandwagoner.
I'll take
now.
I got to put Elliott in there. It's fine. Okay. Not bandwagoner, but we see it.
Oh, that's rough on Ike.
Ride with the team for four straight years.
He
man.
Loves Red October.
I know.
You kidding me?
I know. It's the other three, really.
Yeah, it's the other three.
It's, all right, listen. I know you want me in that elitist group, though. I know that's where you want to try to keep me in. Don't try to keep me out of the Phillies group, though.
Would never. I'm keeping everyone else. I'm monitoring them.
And Broads, for sure. And Broads wandering around the hallways today. I got to fight with Broads about Jalen Hurts in the friggin' hallways here.
Yeah.
Right. And then he tries to. You said, oh, I'm just happy Broads guy. I'm just trying to have fun. No, I'm nailing you down, buddy. We're fighting about this right here.
Should we bring him in for the 5:30 segment?
No, I don't want to argue with him.
No interest. The fourth situation I'm seeing develop at WIP, and this one is kind of coming out of nowhere, but I feel it and I see it. And that's fake stats Connor becoming a thing. I don't care that he was 0-1 last night. We got a lot of tweets. About fake stats Connor's pick last night.
Which I bet you a lot of people went.
Well, he sounds so smart.
I bet that prop.
I think he is. So I've followed Connor on Twitter for a while. Okay. He is a regular listener. Was a Ricky guy as well. And he is always posting props. And he does seem like he knows what he's talking about. I'll give fake. Now, fake stats Connor was wrong about last night's prop.
Right.
But betting, you know, if you can get 60%,
exactly.
You're in the money. So.
Believe me.
Yeah.
I know from experience. You ain't hitting all of them.
I think the number. I think the best guys do 57%, I think, is the number. So I believe
in... Must be below 50 then, right?
Ah, yes. Listen, we're donating money
yeah.
once a week.
Yeah.
Yep.
I believe in fake stats, Connor. I also believe it will be a thing, even though he cost me $20. It's worth the bit. So
I was going to say, what'd you put down? What were the odds? What were the...
It was plus 125.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to put $20 on every one of fake stats, Connor's bet.
Just like the Ben Simmons 3 bet that you used to do.
Yeah, he finally hit a 3. I was in the car. I couldn't put the bet down when he first hit the 3. I think it was against the Knicks. I didn't have money on it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. The third situation I'm seeing develop at WIP. This is going to be a big one, and I look forward to the full turn. But Elliot turning on Jalen.
It's not happening.
It's happening.
It's there.
It's happening. He wants to. After all summer, chesty this, chesty that, best quarterback in football, he's quick. He's already got a quick trigger on questioning him. I'm waiting for the full, this is on him, not Petullo.
Yeah, I got to have a talk with Elliot. Actually, he's an ally of mine, and I'm losing him. Yeah, and I noticed it. Coming out of training camp, I noticed it. Coming out of training camp.
You could be like Tom Hanks in Castaway on Jalen Island.
I'm talking to a volleyball. I'm like, hold on, Elliot. Yeah. Where are you going? Yes.
And his problem is he thinks we're going to forget.
No, this show
will not forget anything he said.
No, and I won't forget that he left.
That's true.
Yes
that's for sure.
Because you didn't forget that I left the Carson.
That's right.
The LTVB. Wentz wagon.
Yes, you jumped off the LTVB.
But now I'm back in. 1 o'clock on Sunday. What's on TV1? Vikings, Bengals, or Eagles?
I seem to remember.
That's a serious question.
It is a serious question.
Elliot eventually. He turned on Carson. Wasn't he the first guy that said they could trade Carson?
Well,
one of the first guys?
Julio was the first one I remember being anti-Carson at the station. And then, well, not, I know privately. Dundee, okay. With you.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
But give him his credit.
Yeah. But Julio was the first publicly, I remember.
Yes.
And Elliot, those two were joined at the hip on running old the Bronco out of town.
Yeah.
See, I gotta let Elliot know. You have to be able to navigate rough waters, man.
Weather the storm.
Yes, man. Yes. You got to be able to navigate that. If you believe in the track record,
yes,
then you wouldn't bail.
Well, I will give Elliot his due here.
Mm-hmm.
He has not bailed on Jalen.
No, he hasn't.
Yes.
Nope. He hasn't.
Yes, but
I need
you
to
can
say
sniff
this.
It.
Yes, that's why I need to say what I'm saying so that he's reminded.
Oh, poor Elliot. Yeah. In his head.
He's got all of us. He's like when you have the devil and you have the angel on one shoulder. He's got Ike as the angel on one shoulder.
Yep.
And then me and you will be like, he can't really throw the ball.
Yeah.
You see it, right? Like, you see it.
Yeah. Come on, Elliot.
Come on, Elliot. Say he's okay. Put him in your top 10, Elliot. We all know he's not really a top 10 quarterback. All right.
You let this guy.
It was just a joke. Yeah. He's top 8-7. The second situation I'm seeing develop at WIP, and this, I am proud of this one. OG Wade's back. You know?
He is.
He's got I'm glad he's back.
Yep.
Like, when things are going too well, he's a bad caller.
Yeah.
When there's a little choppy waters and things aren't super, super hot in the Jalen camp,
yeah,
this is when he thrives. He, you know, it's like his quarterback. It shows up when he needs him.
Yes.
And that's what he's done.
You know that OG is back when he starts a call with, let me explain something to you guys.
He told us to turn our mics off the other day.
Yes. So we could just talk to Ike. Yeah.
He's an alpha.
Yeah, I agree. This has been a good week for OG Wade. Week, 2 weeks for OG Wade. I think he needed this.
And his people needed it.
Yes, I agree.
The big Jalen guys.
Yes, the JDSers, the Jalen derangement syndromes.
We need him and Seltzer hosting Knowledge Without Gobble.
And Broads. Yeah,
Broads.
Oh, yeah, we still got Seltzer there.
Oh, yeah. But Seltzer.
That's when I really get worried, when Seltzer starts to turn.
He never will.
He will. Yeah, like
because he was a Wentz guy too.
Yeah, no, he's very pro the quarterback until everyone's out
until everybody's
on the quarterback.
Out on him.
Yeah,
because he might be the most psychotic out of everybody.
He might be number one.
Yeah,
like OG Wade might make more sense.
Yes, than James.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And even like you know, AJ should be happy. He should be thrilled.
Yeah, that was
quite
a take.
Roll that out?
Yeah,
he said he shouldn't be frustrated.
Yeah, dude. Again, JDS, a huge, huge problem with Wiz Seltzer this week. But number one situation we're seeing develop at WIP, and this is only going to heighten up as the season goes along, but it's Spike versus our football guests. You know, eventually the dam's going to break with Baldy. Like, he's going to say something one too many times of, hey, Ike, you know, right? And Mayock, that was just the start. Now, we everything's fine. We're good with Mayock.
Yes, Mayock, 100% good.
But the fact that we were able to have a real back and forth and exit it still friends.
Yes.
Especially if Mayock is going to listen to the show.
Yes.
Because if he hears it on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, by the time he gets here, he's going to be fired up.
Yes. And here's the thing. We go to our football experts for mm-hmm. expertise.
Yep.
But every once in a while, if we disagree, we should be able to have a back and forth. And
yes.
I loved that Mayock came in having listened to the show, mm-hmm. wanted to tell me why I was wrong, tell me I was overreacting, and then go back and forth.
Yeah.
And then walk away. Everything's good. That was great from Mayock.
So, and here's what I took away from that. He didn't disagree that you're
the performance.
Saying, or we're saying that there are some concerns there about the passing game. He more or less was like, give them some time and Jalen has earned the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
That's what he was really calling up to say.
Yes. Now, I disagree with him. Well, I agree with him on, I sort of agree, sort of disagree.
Giving him more rope.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was the reasons he used, I don't know if I agree with all of them, but they were, he made good points. I thought he made good points.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
His point was that they've earned the right to work this thing. They've earned our patience.
Yeah.
To be able to work their way through this.
Yeah, you.
Well, and that's why I was like, well, you don't really know Spike, man.
Yeah
that's
patience.
Not.
Patience? What are you talking about? I demand excellence immediately from everyone all the time.
Well, not everybody.
Yeah.
You are patient with some.
Oh, who?
With other teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're patient with the Sixers.
Well, not now.
Well, yeah, we're all burning boats now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I was sort of in a corner with the Sixers for a while.
You felt that way?
Well, the same way that you were with Carson, right?
Yeah.
In that you go in.
That's actually a good comparison.
Yeah, you go in and you say, and I fully believe, first of all, I do not take back any of the stuff that I believed or said at the beginning about what they were doing and why they were doing it.
Oh,
because it all started with the process stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it started.
I was in on the process, yeah.
So that became everything was a referendum on that.
Right, yes.
So even after, he was only here 2.5 years, whatever it was, mm-hmm. but everything became a referendum on that.
Yeah.
So when I was defending the current team, it was mostly, it was still a fight about the first thing.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on
WIP.
My
man, Spike. Big Ike, Daddy, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Friday.
What up, Yosh?
What's up, fellas? Ike?
Yes.
Real quick. I understand Carrie Underwood. I mean, I really do. You know I do. I understand that.
Who you got?
I understand Morgan Wallen. You know, I like me some 20 cigarettes, some Superman, some Post Malone. You know, they said I would be nothing.
Okay.
Now they all say congratulations. What's so hard for God to vacation?
Well, you get to the point where you tell me, who did I leave out? Who should I be looking for?
The delegation looking at you, boy. You ain't said no shaboozy. I mean, you ain't even said Darius Rucker, man. You could have said Hootie.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, that's right. Darius Rucker. I forgot about Hootie.
I'm just saying.
Now, Shaboozy, I don't know Shaboozy.
Hey, boy, what's his name? If you know what's his name, Morgan Wallen, you should know Shaboozy.
So Shaboozy's the one that did the cover of Jaquan's Tipsy.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Everybody
Can you bring that?
Yeah.
So I know Renee. I know Miss Renee got you around there listening to Beyonce album. You and her.
Now listen, yeah, if we had the Carter, Cowboy Carter down there, we'd really be happy.
I got a little sample of Tipsy.
All right? Album, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, Yosh, hang on a second. Here is a clip of Tipsy. Yoop.
Oh yeah.
You know this,
yes,
right?
I heard this song.
You probably heard it in the hallways a million times.
Okay. Oh, his name is Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
He ain't heard it before, but he don't know the man name. That's the word. He didn't even play the daggone thing.
Yeah.
Making him look worse. Look at and Spike, you know.
Nah, they helping me out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, listen.
I know.
Hold on, hey Yoshi, this is just the beginning. I'm gonna need a whole tutorial session on country music before we're said and done here.
Boy, I'm gonna have to sing you some stuff. Hey, man, I feel good about this game, bro. What's saying is, I think Corey said it earlier. What's saying it's been so much talk this week that it just feel like we supposed to get it. You know, I got a little spoken word, you know, a little finger snap. All week long, debates about being pretty. Jalen, I pray you spin that ball. Hit AJ, everybody in between. I need some fantasy or some shit. God knows, Spike, I love you, but it's Friday, baby. Give it a rest. We share the peace in the East. A-G-L-E-S. Now, these dudes are suckered today, waiting for this game. Come Sunday, I don't care if it's ugly or pretty. Put some respect on my name. Corey, where's your baby Sunday virtuoso? Spike, Jack, keep laughing. Give me my nuts. Oh, come on now. Let's get it right. I learned them daggone songs, and my go-to lunch is a bag of rice because rice accentuates the muscles. Look it up.
A bag of rice?
Yep, a bag of rice, baby.
That can't be your go-to lunch, dude. Come on.
It is my go-to lunch, bro. I can't eat like that when I'm ripping and running throughout the day, and rice is a nice old carb. It's fulfilling.
Oh,
and it really does make the muscles glisten. When you see me at Chicken Pizza and they glistening, I just had a bag of Uncle Ben's, baby.
Well,
Yosh,
doesn't eating too much rice kind of bind you up a little bit? Yeah.
No, I'm straight because what's the name? I drink ginger tea.
Okay.
And Tommy said he was talking about some prunes. I eat about 3 prunes at night.
So wow.
I'm far from stuck up.
All right. Okay.
Love y'all, kids, baby. Go Birds!
All right. Now everybody's going to do a poem or a bit on Fridays. Friday is ridiculous.
Yes, yes, yes.
By the way.
Getting people ready for the game.
Yeah.
Ready for the game.
Every time I look at the rundown in the morning, when I get up, I, you know, map out, the stuff that I know that we have. Every time I look at Friday, I look at... Okay, Tornado Shapiro there. Oh, that's where Rios is going to go. Oh, we have Tommy down the shore. Then if Yoshi's going to start doing a bit. Oh, my God. OG Wade, we sent out the bat signal. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
This is the moment. This is the moment. And I'm going to say this here. And I said it. Let me just say. The Eagles right now. We are in the same spot Kansas City was in on Sunday with us.
Mm.
Because of the naysayers, like Spike, that think that the Rams almost beat us at home.
They do.
You know,
They did.
Right. Okay. So we can, you know, if AJ, the guy that dropped the ball at the
Yeah.
He dropped that, boy. We wouldn't even have no close game. Well,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And he said it was too cold. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then listen, AJ missed training camp, and I'm sure. So that's one of the reasons why I think he defended that with Elliot. I think if that was Elliot that asked the question,
it was.
But I think it's valid.
No, like, it was Dave Uram. It was Dave Uram.
Okay,
so,
but yeah. I think all three of us can agree that if you miss 90% of the training camp, that it will have an effect on your performance in the first or second game. I think we can all reason with that, right?
Yeah.
Matt Stafford missed all the training camp. Seems like he's playing pretty well.
Well, so far.
Yes, no, so far.
Until Sunday, because he ain't been touched up yet, okay? When he come to Philadelphia, yeah, on Sunday, then we can talk about how Matt Stafford's health will be, okay? Now, the other thing is this here, and this is I'm very serious about this.
Mm.
This is where Jalen raises his game, because this is a challenge to him. Someone else is coming in our house, trying to make a statement. That can't happen. That won't happen. And if you can look at any time, it's never happened on Jalen Hurts' watch. Now, I heard yesterday's fight, I want to thank what's the name? The guy who came on.
Mike Mayock.
Mayock. I want to thank him for spanking Spike yesterday.
Well,
remember that emoji, Ike, with a...
I roasted him, but...
With the cat getting the cat spanking the... Yeah.
I mean, I won.
That was Tom spanking Jerry.
Yeah, he lay...
Yeah, I won, though. But yes, go ahead. I did.
Anyway, I'm going to let it go for right now.
Well, you can
but my point, my point is this here, right? Is that this is a huge game for us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you're going to actually see them have to put it. You know, it's like, okay, you challenging us. Here's what we're going to do. So I'm expecting a huge game. And I heard Elliot earlier, and I heard a lot of people talk about the winning the line of scrimmage. Sounds like they agreeing with the OG Wade.
Oh, my God. You did not invent winning the line of scrimmage, OG.
I'm just saying that they're using all the talking points, though. They said, well, we know the Eagles going to win the line of scrimmage, and then they're going to run the ball. They're going to rush the ball. Okay. You only got one left. Which quarterback turned the ball over, at least? That's all you got. So here's what I want you to do. Put it on your board, Spikey. You know what I'm saying? And watch for that. It ain't going to have nothing to do with AJ's catches or yards and Saquon's part of Saquon's yards is a part of the OG Wade 4-point system. So we'll check it out. And we'll see when the Eagles win on Sunday. Come Monday, obviously, we're going to have a retour. You know what I'm saying? Go through this. And let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? It's all and this is a very exciting moment for us right now, because – these games are essential. We're playing most of our games with these guys are guys we've seen in the playoffs. So this is huge for us. This is a hell of a schedule. I mean, and just to be able to, and just on out the door, I just wanted, because y'all said Jalen's the only quarterback that didn't pass for a touchdown. Jalen is also the only quarterback in the NFL that's 16-0 in his last starts. You know, that he start to finish.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Make sure you,
that's
make sure
true.
You put that, make sure you put that Jerry on the top.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you done?
What's the score of Sunday, man?
Yeah.
I got 34-17.
All right.
This defense is on fire.
I like it.
I don't
it.
Know. No, y'all haven't even really credited them.
The defense is not on fire, OG.
Hey, Spike. You
they played
said
one good
early
game.
On,
yeah.
You said something early on before the season started. Your whole bit was... It's asking too much for Vic Fangio to turn two more rookies into stars. Well, guess what? They here, baby.
That's
Campbell and
Makuba.
Wait a minute. Didn't you tell me? Okay, I'm going to say it. Put them down so I can say it. He told me the biggest addition to the team in the offseason was Ty Robinson. Have you heard his name said one time this year?
Just wait for us, right?
Okay.
Give it a moment.
Okay. All right. All right. If I can get a chuckle out of you, that's good. All right. COG.
Don't think he's better than Milton Williams.
No, Baldy said
that. We got to slow the roll on Ty Robinson.
Milton's playing well up there in New England, too.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
Sweat had a. I know Sweat had a sack last week. I don't know how Sweat is, but Arizona.
Oh, in Arizona.
Yeah.
Assistant Coach of the Year, Jonathan Gannon. Yes.
It's 2 weeks in a row I haven't seen an Arizona game.
Yeah,
I don't remember seeing highlights last.
Well, they cost you at least one win.
They
in
did
your picks
with
last
the, yes,
week.
Yes. They gave up that garbage touchdown late.
Oh yes,
it
cost me too.
Yeah.
We had Arizona -6.5. Yep. Right. Yeah. You can't trust them.
Can't trust them.
Not a good enough team.
Shots. Do we play Arizona this year?
We don't.
No. Okay.
No. All right. Coming up next, speaking of our picks, we have our picks coming up next.
Oh, my God. I was terrible last week.
Oh, were you? Wow. I decided
I'm sure Fritzy will let everybody know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it
over
happens.
Four.
Happens to the, happens to the best of us. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.